Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're coaching you. Take your spot at the top. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. If you need to go back and listen to the series, you can go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call and listen in. You know, we are continuing our conversation on is a part of the process. God desires big things for you, but he can't do big things for you, through you, with you, unless you are in agreement with him. That you were here to do something more. You were purposed to do something more than what you're doing. And I'm here to let you guys know that without promotion and network marketing, you're unable to make a big impact. You see, in network marketing, people who do big things are simply people who help more people. Now, I know they come in all different shapes, sizes, styles, personalities, all that. Whatever you want to say, but when you have someone doing things bigger than you in this industry, that means that they are helping more people. They've exposed more people. More people know about what they're doing, connecting with more people. And if people do what's being trained to do, their life will change by default, but your life is changing as you change the lives of others. And so, you know, we are talking about promotion as a part of the process, and we start off in the book of Psalms, and I need you to know that doesn't matter. David is a perfect example. King David is a perfect example of everything that can go wrong from it appears from birth. So you have no excuse. I don't care what you've gone through in your life. If you're listening to this message, you have every chance as anyone else to do big things. And I don't know about you. Anytime I try to do anything without God, it's just so much more frustrating. It's so much more drama, so many more things that go wrong that maybe you can't overcome. And that's why we have to go to the Lord every single day. You could take a day off from your friends, even a day off from your family. But don't take a day off from God. Let's go to him together. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. Why? Because this is the day you made it. And we're so joyous and we're glad we're here. Another opportunity in the land of the living. Lord, as your people will harden not their hearts and let them open them up so they may receive what you have to say on today. Dear Lord, as your servant decrease, let your spirit increase. Show up like never before that your people will hunger and thirst for wisdom so they can understand what it is that you will have for them to do. How is it that you already planned before they were formed in their mother's womb for their promotion, for them to go to different levels? Obviously, you've given us instructions on how exactly to do that. And as you will begin to lean more on the word and less on the world, more on the word and less on the world for instructions on how to do things. We're going out to do these great exploits, not in our name, but in yours, Lord. And we're thanking you, O Father God, that you're covering us in every place that we're driving on this earth. We're thanking you, O Father God, that the people that are coming to us in the north, south, east, and west, they're coming to build your kingdom in a way like the world has never seen before. As we go out and dominate the marketplace with your message that you can make it, that anyone who chooses to love on you, believe in you, serve you, they can make a major impact here in this season. We're thanking you, O Father God, that you're giving us the courage to go out and do what you're telling us to do on this day. If you said it that day, then we thank you that the word is going to fill us up to where we're running over to fill up someone else's cup. We bless you and we honor you and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. We've been talking about promotion as a part of the process. And I know they say that, you know, so many people come into network marketing and they're just not successful. End the story or end the sentence like that versus say, why are people not successful? I can tell you first and foremost, we know that many of us have not been trained up to become entrepreneurs. We've been trained up to be employees, which that means that someone else gets the power to design your life. So now when we come into network marketing and we realize, OMG, true freedom is when you can now design your own life according to the plan of God, then it's like, hold on. I heard people say that, but I'm not seeing them doing it. I'm confused. Now, I need you to know that in network marketing, most people have learned how to do this thing all wrong. They've even been told that it's all about selling. No one wants to be sold, but everyone wants to buy. Well, how are they going to buy from you? Obviously, you got to get your head in the game. You have to have way more exposures for expansion, eyes on your business. And today, we're going to talk about your ears. People are not realizing that next level is in listening. Let's go to the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And this is all talking about the value of wisdom, but you cannot get wisdom without listening. My son or daughter, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so you got to have a heart for me, a heart to please me. If you have, treasure my commands within you so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Now, We heard understanding twice in this short passage. And most people will never be successful until they understand the needs of who they're serving. I'm going to tell you this right now. You want to be promoted? I need to ask you this question. Have you really received the word of God so much so deep on the inside of you that you go for it every day? He says that faith without works is dead. So that's his word, that you got to work if you have faith. The next thing, say, are you listening to wisdom? Some people are listening to foolishness every day, applying foolishness to their life. What am I talking about, foolishness? That a fool hates instruction. So they're hearing the right instruction, but just won't do it. They won't work the instruction they're hearing as to how to become successful. I share with people that in training about serving people, the words you are familiar with is selling. In my mind, this is just my opinion, don't mean that much. Selling is trying to convince somebody that they want what you have. And this is the reason why I say serving is listening for what the person needs and give them that. Now, that's not what most people do, because most people are just listening so they can give an answer. But they're not listening so they can serve. Now, you obviously got to get a lot of exposure so that you can have somebody to listen to. This is where we run into a challenge. When you ask a person, hey, listen, you say, I want to get where you are, Nicola. Well, I got to listen to a lot of people. I listen to people before they join my business. I listen to people before they buy my product. I got to listen to them after they join my business. I got to listen to them after they buy my product. And the thing is that I have to listen to get understanding. And then I cry out to the Lord, Lord, show me how to serve your people. When was the last time? I'm not saying that you prayed, God, send me some people. When was the last time that you asked God, when you send me the people, show me what to do with them? I can tell you that every strategy that is given to me by God of even dissecting and understanding these compensation plans, understanding his people. Baby, I'm not that smart. And even though I may read a lot of books, they not that smart. Everybody got it from God. Everybody. Even those who don't know him, they got it from him. And so what I need you guys to hear from me is I want you to pay very close attention to something real quick. Leo Usaga, I'm going to tell you this. I found this quote, and it threw me for a loop. Because most people are like, well, how do I serve? Oh, my gosh, I'm getting so much rejection. Because people don't want to be sold. This is what people want. Listen closely. Too often we underestimate the power of touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. I have never seen prospecting and recruiting summed up so beautifully. And if you were to listen to this one more time, I need to ask you, how many times have you done this even in the last 24 hours? How many times have you done this in the last week? How many times have you done this in the last month? How many times have you done this in the last year? How many times have you done this in your entire career as a network marketer or whatever it is that you do? Now, if you were able to keep score, we're talking about a pipeline of people, or you've given them a smile, or you've given them a kind word, or you listen to them, or you compliment them honestly, or you gave them an act of caring, which turn lives around. How often have you done this? Your next level is in listening. You know why? It's the only way. Listening to another human being is the only way to figure out what do they really want. If you listen, you will hear their heart. Sometimes you got to listen a little longer because some people be in their head so much. But we have what we call scripts that ask the question that a person will give from their heart versus their head. And if you listen to enough people and you understood what it was that you have to offer, sure, you got a product or service, but you have an offering that has the potential to turn someone's life around. If you listen, they'll tell you exactly what they want or what they believe is the missing piece to turn their life around. Every script, which is a guide as to if you speak to a person in order, then they will be inclined to share with you what's on their heart. And if you're listening close enough, you will be able to give them the solution. Are you listening carefully? Oh, you too busy. Are you listening? If you were to go back over the last to express to them the power of touch. You know, the power of touch doesn't necessarily have to be physical. It could be, do you sound like you are a supportive person, an anchor, or do you sound like you're desperate and need to be supported? See, some people say I'm serving, but they're only concerned about receiving. You're underestimating the intelligence that God has already placed in every human being. They can't only hear your words. They listen with their entire being. Talk, I say, hey, when you're speaking, smile. Even if it's over the phone, smile. If you are building up your personal development, you don't have to search too far for kind words. These are people who it's hard for them to edify. All they're doing is de-edifying. You can't edify the product, the company, leaders, all that. All you're doing is you got to search so deep just for a kind word. While your prospect or anyone is speaking, you just listening to your own self for the answer. You're just trying to concoct the right answer to convince somebody versus listening to what it is they said and you miss it. You the main one that when somebody asked a question, you didn't even give them an answer to their question. You gave them your next line. And if you were listening, it's easy to come up with a small, a real, an honest compliment. So your prospects say, nope, I don't think you're the one. You can't help me with my problem. You can't turn my life around. You can't lead me nowhere. Where you at, I don't want to go. You have to ask yourself, even when I start speaking, what is the other person hearing? You see, listening works in the law of reciprocity. Believe it or not, when your prospect calls you, they're listening carefully to what you have to say. So they're listening carefully, but you're not listening carefully, and they're the ones that you need the exchange with. That's who always comes out on the losing end of the stick. You. Hence, holding up your promotions. Let's open up the call right now, and I need to hear, is anybody listening? You see, like when I say, come in the queue, and people sitting there still like, okay, I'm so scared. You're still not listening. We're giving you opportunities to practice. If you listen to what we're talking about, now let's see if you have an answer. Good morning, 716, last 4616. We are talking about listening skills. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. I thank God. Yes, I am listening. I have applied things that you have said within the past week, and I see the fruit of, you know, what I have applied. And I thank God I have prospects that I'm meeting with this weekend because of their schedule. But I thank God for that. When I said last week about listening, and you guys, you know, you are like my Moses. And I thank God because I have been applying what you have been saying. And I'm just grateful right now. And I thank God for listening. And that's what he's been telling me, to listen to his instructions and not, you know, listening to, like you said, the world. And yesterday someone asked me, well, why you keep doing this and why are you putting this up? And it was someone that was on my team. And I said to them, because this was the instructions that I was given, is to follow the system, and this is what God told me to do, because you guys that are leaders that went before me have already paved the way. And so I may not be able to speak elegantly and this and that and the other, but the Lord showed me what to do to be able to do what I needed to do and to use, you know, what was already out there. So I thank God for that, and I just thank God for my growth right now. And I'm going to continually, even this morning, to do what I got to do after this call, and I thank God for you. I really, truly do. Thank you.
I love you. I love you. And this is what I'm going to tell you, because I listen very closely. I need you to write down anytime you think you're saying a disempowering word. You are a powerful woman of God, and you need to wake up every morning, look yourself in the mirror, and say, the power of God resides in me. Because when you sit there and say, I may not be able to do this like that, guess what? Everybody won't be able to do everything at the highest level of their game, no matter how good it comes across. Don't talk about what you can't do. Just do what you can do. You know, I can tell you this right now. You know how in the Asian community, I have a lot of Asian friends from my business training I've had from over in Malaysia. And one of the things that they were sharing, like when they're trying to master something, No one what they don't know how to do, what they figured out that you do know how to do, make you work that till the wheels fall off. You're a master. Nobody's paying attention to what you don't know how to do that well. I'm pretty sure Tiger Woods can't do everything that well. He can rock it out on the golf course, but probably he can't even cook a meal. That is also a form of comparison. We have to be careful of even the spirit of faithlessness. Don't be looking at what somebody else got. Just be blessed, grateful, and work and master the skills of what God gave you. Watch what happened, woman of God. Good morning, 478, last 42157. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing this morning, King. What's going on?
I am listening. I'm not just hearing. I am listening. I just wanted you to know that. We had a Leaders and Readers call last night, and I'm learning more about myself. Therefore, I am growing. So I just want you to know I am listening. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You are too, and I can tell you I'm listening too. Your spirit is lifting. I am hearing. You're sounding lighter and lighter every time I hear you. You are releasing a lot of the baggage that have been holding you back for way too long. I am just so excited about your success. 480, last 47725. I am listening. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. I am listening as well. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
I'm amazing, King. I'm listening to you, Jason.
I was waiting for you to say that, King, because that King, every time you say that, it just it blows me away because it reminds me that I am royalty, that I am a child of the King, and it just that word, King, just, oh my gosh, blows me away every time. One thing that I have been listening to is my own mind, and I have to listen to the voices that tell me that I can do this, because there's a lot of times when I have my list out in front of me and I see the names and I hear the hearts of the people that when I do talk to them. But sometimes as soon as I pick up the phone, the voice in my head says, they're going to say no. They're just going to turn you away. They're going to put you down. This is a waste of your time. Why are you doing this? But then something inside of me says, that's a lie. You don't know what they're going to say. You don't know what situation they're going through. Go ahead and call them. And when I call and I talk to people, that voice that told me they're going to say no gets quieter and quieter and quieter each and every time. So when I contact the people on my team, when I talk to the leaders, when I talk to new prospects, the voice that I hear in my head of keep going, just keep doing it, you're almost there, your breakthrough is coming. I keep listening to that more than I listen to the doubt, because fear, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And when you love to help people, you can get a sound mind to talk to people. And when you conquer that fear, it's like when you play a video game and you have 17 million levels to get, like Mario, the old school Mario game. You have all these levels to where you rescue the princess. And that's what I feel like. I feel like every time I'm breaking new levels and I'm moving on to the next step, and I keep breaking new levels every time I talk and listen. So thank you, Nicola, for confirmation, and thank you for your leadership.
You are so, so right. And do you know that's what I hear? And you know what the job of the flesh is, right?
Yep. Sir, do.
The flesh is supposed to be fighting against the spirit. It's not, I hear something, you hear someone. That is the spirit of the living God on the inside of you. See, this is the thing. The Holy Spirit told, oh, look, we could deny Christ. That's what Jesus said. You can deny Jesus all day long, those who are not believers. But he said, you deny the Holy Spirit is blasphemy. You give honor and respect to that voice, because that's what's going to lead you into all the understanding that you need. Now, I need you to go back to that Galatians 5 and 17. Because remember, we trained that here. When you this is called spiral learning. Just because we move on to another series don't mean we leave it behind. You continue to build up your arsenal of the word. And listen, the flesh is up against the spirit, but it's going to lose if you choose the spirit.
Okay.
It will lose if you choose. God bless you, Jason. Let's put in the work. Good morning, 404, last 46004. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Tamara out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm new to network marketing. I'm new to network marketing. I've been in the business for about a month, and I worked really hard, and it seems like the more I put in the work, the more, like, fallback I get. Like, I try to get out here, and I prospect, and I'm inviting people to meetings, but it seems like it's like I take 5 steps forward and, like, maybe 3 steps back. But I keep fighting against it. I keep fighting. The old Tamara would have given up and would have said, this is not for me, but I know it is for me. Like, I know in my spirit is for me. When the opportunity was presented to me, it came in, like, right in the perfect timing of what I was going through in my life. So I know that this is really meant for me. And I, like, yesterday I listened to the audiobook GoPro, and that really, like, that put things in perspective for me. So I'm listening to you every day, and I'm constantly feeding myself all of the positive energies that I need. And I'm in relationship with God, and I'm ready to take my business to the next level. But I know God is, like, pruning me, and He's stretching me, and He's preparing me for what He wants to give me, for what I'm going to work for. So I'm just really grateful for the opportunity, and I'm grateful for you pouring into us every single day, because it is working. Even when the world is against us, we have a whole security team around us, new people, that keeps motivating us and keeps telling us that we're going to do it, and we're going to succeed in it. So I'm thankful for the whole team of leaders.
Oh, Tamara, God bless you. Tamara, you said that you're not new to business. What type of business were you in?
No, I said I am. I'm new to the network marketing business, but I am an analyst. I'm a business analyst. I'm in the IT field right now.
Right. I heard you said you were new to network marketing, but you said you were doing something else in business. So you're a business analyst. Tell me about that.
Basically, what I do, like, I help people with their troubleshoot their issues with our applications. I work with for a law firm, and with this job, I've never been really happy with it. But it's just it's a career that I went to school for. So I kept telling people, you know, that there's more. God wants me to do more. There's more for me out there, because I have all of these gifts. I'm a natural nurturer. I'm a very caring person. I'm you know, just inside of me, it's just I have a good spirit. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm wasting it just sitting behind a desk. But the best part of my job is helping our clients, our external users, mm-hmm. and that's what I get recognized for the most with my job is, oh, Tamara is really awesome with customer service and relating to our users. So that, like I said, that's the best part of what I do. But like I said, I know there's more for me out there. And I know this business is definitely for me because of the things that are already within me. I already have a spirit to serve. I already have a spirit to give. So it's just I have to pull it out, and it's scary. It's not really the fear. It's just that, you know, I'm scared of maybe failure, you know, and I'm scared of what, like, proving people right when they're like, Tamara, because I'm always, it's Lavore is my upline. And when we first got on the line, I told him, if this is a selling job, this isn't for me, because I tried to sell knives, I tried to sell Mary Kay, I tried to sell fire alarms, and it didn't work out for me. And he said, you're just exposing people. That's all you're doing. You're not selling. You're just exposing. And he was so right in that, because the people that really jump on board with me, they're like, I really need this. I need my credit fixed. So I understand the difference now between what I was doing before and what I'm doing now. But I just have to continue doing what I'm doing. But it does get discouraging when people, you know, when they tell you I'm going to do one thing and they don't come around and do that, or, you know, like, I'm going to set up this appointment with you and they don't follow through, or I'm going to sign on with you as an agent and then you never hear from them again. So I know that that's just the enemy fighting against me, because I know I'm destined for greatness. So, I just want to say thank you.
Tamara. I'm listening to you. There's no reason to be afraid here. This is a safe place. Okay? And even the vibration in your voice is such that you're not sure. But I'm listening to you, and I'm sure of one thing. You have so much love on the inside of you that you are overflowing with it. I heard you say that the best thing about the job I had is that I was helping, we were helping our clients. They said, Tamara, you're so good with customer service. You don't have to show up as someone different. Just show up as Tamara. And just show up as Tamara to as many people as you can, exposing them so you can expand. I cannot wait for you to take your spot at the top, Tamara. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you stop. I can tell you this. I can feel the heart of people. I don't care what words they say. And you need to go back. This is why the word of God is so powerful, because you need to go back and even read inside of the book of Moses. And he was a stutterer. He didn't think he was good enough. He had to even call Aaron. God didn't call Aaron. God is calling Tamara. God is calling Tamara. Go ahead, baby. Go get it done. What time is it? Woo! This was good. Your next level is in listening. Don't underestimate the power. Listen to Tamara. She was a powerful person to end our call with. I just wanted you guys to hear her out. If Tamara decides, that's all it is. If she decide to pour out all that power of love on everybody she meets, no matter what in the world they say, they receive it or not, she smiles. Seems like Tamara don't know how to do nothing but say kind words. God bless you, girl. She can listen to some folk, give an honest compliment. Tamara got all it takes. She's got to go out there and do it, and so do you. God bless you guys. Have a blessed day. How many people you going to listen to today? How many people? Go on and take some notes when they talk, and if you're not used to listening, it'll help you out. Bless you.